There are people married, they are just there. They are just there. Some are just there because of children. Some are just there because they are buying time. Because, you see, home is designed to be enjoyed. But this is the truth, like I've shared with you, that every marriage is like a virgin land. Everyone there, the husband and the wife, they are the planter. This land will produce some things you don't need for you. Every virgin land produces wheat. But every partner that wants to enjoy good fruit must do three things. Number one, uproot the weeds. It will come. It's because life abhors, nature abhors vacancy. Its weeds will grow in there. Weeds will be coming naturally. But if you will enjoy the land, you must uproot the weed. Number two, plant the seed you want. You have to be intentional about making, if marriage is going to work, you have to be intentional about planting the kind of seed you want to see in that union. It's our business. It is not your business. It's our business. But you begin to see our union as our business, something will keep going wrong. It's our business. The reason why you married, I believe, or I perceive in the beginning, was because you didn't want to be alone. But if something went wrong with the marriage from the beginning, that the reason why you got married is because you want to leave the house, you may enter the house and not be happy there. If the reason why you got married in the beginning was because everything looks rosy or nice, or because you saw in the movie that
is it, these married people, they are enjoying life.
It's not always like that, that there is a need for some intentional act. And then number three thing you have to do, you have to water the seed. You have to water the seed you have sown. Uproot the weed. Plant the seed. Keep watering it. And one of the ways to water is by spending quality time together.